It is time for another Classic Car Chat, one of Al's Classic Car Chats, brought to you by JDR Seeds of Wesley. And actually, recording this just outside of Wesley, I have Daryl and Don Kirsch with me on the broadcast today. They have a classic car, and I've traveled over to Wesley to take a look at it. In fact, we're looking at it, standing right beside it as we do the interview here at Classic Car Chat. So, Daryl, welcome to the Classic Car Chat.
Well, thank you for having us, I guess. We're honored.
Let's start just off. I'm going to let you tell us what this car is. This particular car, I'll say, is rather rare. I don't see a lot of them at car shows or that type of thing. It's a sporty-looking car, though.
Yeah, I always liked the way it looked. A lot of people see it and they say it's a Torino right away, which I guess it branched off from the Torino. Anyway, it's a 76 Ford Elite. I bought it brand new, I guess, off the lot, and I just never got rid of it.
Now, this car has, like you say, you just never got rid of it. After you have them that many years, yeah, you get attached to them, and lots of times they have a real sentimental value because maybe it's a car that you had, in your case, I believe it was a car that you started dating your wife when you had that car.
Oh, yeah. I dated my wife with that car, and she loves it so much. I suggested once that maybe we should get rid of it, and she said no. She liked it, too. We just always enjoyed it. It's always been a pretty car. We get a lot of compliments about the car on all the car shows we've gone to recently. We have never seen another Elite yet, but I know they're out there. I see them now and then, or my son sees them in the parking lots at Fairway stores or something like that, or in the towns where he's at, but I've never seen one myself.
And of course, that particular body style became famous because Starsky and Hutch, the TV show, had a Ford that looked similar to that. It was not an Elite, but it certainly had similar styling.
Then we always wondered on Dukes of Hazzard. We thought Cooter was driving a 74 Torino Elite, but I'm not sure about that because you never saw the car very much. You just see the tail end, and the back end always looked like this car, and the body style looked like this car. And and Starsky and Hutch, that's what made the Torino, is that Starsky and Hutch. And we had a car like that around here once back in the early 80s.
You bought this car new. Why did you decide on the Ford Elite, maybe as opposed to a Torino or something like that?
Well, this one was quieter. We had just the Torino that I test drove was just a basic Torino car. And I think that was a 3-speed on the column, while this one was an automatic. This one had nicer interior. It was a prettier color. The other one was just a basic red. And as soon as I saw this car, I liked the way it looked. And I hadn't seen a car like that before, and it just caught my eye.
It's radio, so they can't see it, but so I'm going to have you describe it as far as color, the common interior, exterior, what it looks like a bit.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a silver car with a white Landau top. The interior is white. It's got the sports instruments inside, so I've got a tach, I've got oil pressure and stuff like that. And it's a split bench seat in the front, and it's a full seat in the back. It's got sports mirrors on both sides. We did put in a CB back in the days when CB was the hot thing, and I did find an antenna that matched just like the radio antenna that was on there. And I've got keystones on it. I do have the spoked hubcaps, which were nice, but the keystones just kind of make it pop. It makes it look more sporty.
Right, and then put on you got 4 Cooper Cobras on there, and that really stands out with the keystones. Makes it look really sharp.
It does. It makes it look really good, and the wife, she said that was okay when I did it. So so Don was happy, and if Don was happy, I'm happy too.
Now, you've done some renovation on this car. In other words, there's been some restoration that's been through the years.
The paint job that Ford put on it at the beginning was kind of crappy. It was starting to flake off and stuff, so I had it repainted once. But otherwise, short of the repaint job, we haven't did nothing to it. We did put dual exhaust on it because the original exhaust finally rotted off a few years back, and we were able to put dual exhaust on it, and it makes it nicer. I always thought it would look nicer with dual exhaust, but the car itself never came with that. They all came with single.
Very sharp car. I bet you enjoy taking it to shows, car shows, because that's where I initially saw it the first time, was at the car show here in Algona.
Yeah, we take it to car shows as often as we can. A lot of car shows are on Saturdays, and Dawn's busy on Saturday morning, so we don't make it. I don't know if I should put in a pun that Mojo Productions runs all these, a lot of these car shows around here, and my daughter is part of that. So since she's part of it, we try and show up. So, yeah. And it's fun. It's nice to see the other cars. I enjoy walking and seeing the other cars. It's just wonderful to see that some of these old cars are still around.
And it's a fun hobby. At least I do some things with the classic cars too, and that for me is just a total fun hobby.
Yeah, it is. We aren't what you would say serious, real diehard serious. You know, we go to a car show and we set our car there, we have it washed and it's clean. We don't sit there and tell people not to touch it or something like that. And we like to go see other people's cars because the other people probably put a little more work into their cars, and we've seen some really nice cars out there. It always gets done with the show. We go home in our car and we say, well, our car looks pretty nice yet, so yeah. And we're happy, so that's what it's all about, right?
Absolutely, that is what it's all about. Well, thanks for sharing your car on our Classic Car Chat today. Again, a 76 Ford Elite, beautiful sporty Ford Elite with mags on it and Cooper white letter tires, silver color. It looks very, very sharp, and we'll look forward to seeing it at some of the car shows this summer.
We're going to try. We already missed a couple, but we're going to try. It's something for us to do. So
right, and it is a car show season. Again, we've been talking with Daryl Kirsch. He and his wife, Dawn, own this 76 Ford Elite. And that is our Classic Car Chat for this time around, our 2024 season, being brought to you by JDR Seeds of Wesley.